What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy League. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined by the only host of this pod to win in week one, Christopher Reiser.
That's right, everyone. Don't worry, someone in this pod will always win this week, and it's going to be me. I have to keep this pod afloat, and I'm happy to do that.
All right, we appreciate it. I'm also joined by the man who overpaid for Kyren Williams, Brian Wolf.
Yeah,
dude, the pregnant pause is good. Well, that takes me into my first talking point. I'd like to do a mental health check-in with you boys after week one. Chris, I assume you're doing fine. You took away a W. Like, you feeling good?
Honestly, no. I don't think my team's going to be that good. I need to make some moves.
Yo, okay. That's interesting. Not what I expected. What kind of moves? Are you trying to trade me? What's happening?
You want all my best players?
Yeah, kind of. Moving on, Wolfie, how are you doing after week one?
I'm doing fine. Week one, I try not to overreact because you can definitely get caught up in your own world in that sense. But no, I'm doing fine. Just staying the course and just hoping defenses don't pop like last week, you know?
Sure. I'm surprised you're doing good. From your fab moves. I'm surprised that you're on the up and up after a loss and then that much fab spent. It feels like you're circling a little bit and maybe you're denying it, but we can get into that later when we go over the waivers. Sure. I had a note here. We have two Andrews in the league. And listening back to the last pod, I never said Andrew Holden's name until the very end of it. I just kept saying Andrew. And so Andrew, both Holden and Bukala? Bukala, okay. Had to probably listen to the entire thing to figure out who the fuck I was talking about. But I want to propose that we call Andrew Holden just Holden, like just straight up his last name, and Andrew Bukala AB.
Sure. I'm cool with that.
Okay. This is a shout out to them. I want to make sure that they're cool with it.
Or what we do is we just call them both Andrew, so that way they're forced to listen to the whole pod and not just their individual section, you know? Like, we kind of trap them.
It feels like audio poison, but maybe we trap them. Well, good. Anyway, Andrews, both of you. If you're cool with the... I did say Mare didn't know Andrew's last name until earlier this week at bowling. And I said Holden, like Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye. And Andrew goes, don't love that comparison. So he might not love being called Holden.
I mean, if he's got another nickname, we're down for it.
Yeah, he doesn't go by Drew. Tell you that. Worked with the guy for like 2 years now. It doesn't go by Drew. But
Andy?
No, it doesn't. He doesn't go by nicknames, to be honest. But we got two Andrews, so we got to make something happen. I'm kind of loving AB. Like, I know Antonio Brown kind of was AB and was crazy, but, like, he's gone now. So I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, like, we know who you're talking about.
Yeah. How you feel over there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris.
For the man who won, you're, like, the quietest one on this pod today.
Yeah, I don't like my team. I don't like it.
Dude, what don't you like about your team?
Austin Eckler's questionable, and he's by far my best player.
Yeah, do you have his backup? Do you have Josh Kelly?
I think somebody else has him.
Yo.
AB got him.
AB got him. Chris, you should have paid up for your backup. What are you up to?
Dude, some people are paying crazy amounts for fab for people this week.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What a way to roll into that one.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to put in some music here, so I'm going to stop recording now. And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and we're going to go quick through them. Wolfie got Kyren Williams for 26 fab over my 8. Tim got Puka Nacua for 14 over Owen's 0 fab bid. AB got Kelly I'm the one who suggested the fucking nickname, and it tripped me up. AB got Kelly for 14, over Tim's 8, Ethan's 6, and Chris is 4. Chris got come serious. This is a serious league full of grown ass people. Tim also got Hunter Henry for 11 over Wolfie 0. Mitch got Noah Gray for 10 against no one. He did not field a tight end in week one. Mitchell, what are you up to? You also don't have a real second running back. That's what you should have paid for. Wolfie paid 10 for Dobbs against no one. That one's actually, that's on the rest of the league. Somebody else should have put in at least a $0 bid. Ethan's 5 beat out Tim's 10 because his roster is full for Kendrick Bourne. Chris's 4 beat my 3 for Hayden Hurst.
Fuck it.
Dude, it could be, that could be a favorite target of a rookie quarterback. It's yet to be seen. Wolfie, you got the Giants for 2 against no one, which is kind of surprising because they're the highest projected defense on the waiver wire. I'm surprised no one else put a bid in. I tried out Thank Everyone, and I got the Bucks for 1 against no one. Owen got Sam Howell for nothing, and Ethan got the Colts for nothing. And then after waivers ran, Wolfie, you picked up Logan Thomas, which is a weird move. I picked up Adam Troutman, also a weird move. Tim got Justice Hill, which actually was a good call. Somebody else probably should have.
He made it through waivers.
What's that?
I'm just saying it's shocking he made it through waivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly who Kooks should have went out and gotten. Yeah. Owen got 2-2 Atwell, which means Owen is desperate. Chris picked up Rashid Shaheed, also desperate, and AB added Josh Reynolds. So, boys, I have a couple of notes here, but, like, what do you guys find interesting in the waivers this week?
Personally, like, all right, I will... I know you're going to still flame me for it because 26 fab is quite a bit. I will admit that. However, judging by the running back landscape and how many people got hurt, I'm like, fuck, I need to really spend up on this. And then you came in swinging with 8. I'm like, how was Mitch and Chris and a lot of other people who had RBs go down just not going head over heels for this dude? Like, I don't know. That's kind of what my thinking was on it. Like, you know, you can find a good wide receiver, they're a dime a dozen, but good running backs, those are kind of hard to find nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Kyren Williams in college, like I was telling you guys before the pod. But I have 2 running backs on my roster already that are, like, not my starting running backs. I might start one at flex this week, but I didn't feel like I needed Kyren Williams. I feel like I need wide receiver depth more than anything because I had an injury or two. But, yeah, a little surprising. Chris, you didn't even think about Kyren Williams. What's up with that?
I did not. Maybe I should have. Not for 26 fab, though.
Not for 26 fab.
No, but I will say, rolling into my waiver of the week, because obviously we're going to keep doing that this year.
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about that. I'll add it to the doc.
I 100% forgot about it, too. I am going to go with AB, who got Kelly for 14 fab. Listen, there's a chance that Austin Eckler is questionable right now, and either he's going to be limited or it's going to be out, and Eckler puts up huge numbers in that offense. I think if Kelly steps in, he could also put massive numbers in that offense. So I think that is my waiver of the week.
You want to hear a hot take, Chris?
Not from you.
All right, you're going to hear it anyways. I think his wallet is what's hurting him this week. I think he's
so
butthurt about this whole thing. I think he gets traded by the end of the year.
No.
Whoa.
Dude, he is disgruntled. He is a disgruntled employee.
Don't say that, okay? I mean, to play good.
A bunch of the running backs are.
You go to Baltimore and be the number one stud over there? Like, why would he not? Why would you not like that for him?
Because Baltimore plays the Bengals.
Oh, you don't want your home team losing?
He could also go to a crowded backfield. I mean, it could be CMC from last year, where, like, he went to a crowded backfield and went from 20-something points a game to, like, 15 for several weeks until his other backfield mate got hurt. Like, I don't know. I don't know that where he would have opportunity is also the teams that, like, are going deep for a playoff run. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that the good teams need RB depth at this point.
I just think he wants gone from that franchise. Like, they didn't pay up on him. He started his own fucking, like, mini discourse with a bunch of other RBs that didn't get paid. Like, I don't know. He just seems to be the ringleader of this whole RBs are getting shafted, which they are. But, I don't know. I mean, his comments from losing last week were not positive. Like, he just seems very upset where he's at. That's all I'm saying. I could see him being traded.
What did he say, Wolfie?
Inconsistency. It's just straight up inconsistency. And it's not just the players. Like, when you look at the NFL, a lot of players, yes, there's outliers, but a lot of players are very similar in talent. There's not a huge gap. You might have a few outliers, and if your team has a few of these decent outlier players, then you have a chance to win games. If you have no studs on your team, superstars that can hold the rope and make you play consistently, it's going to be hard for you to win. So, I don't know. And then he goes on to, like, talk about just salary caps and people getting paid and others not. I don't know. He just sounds frustrated with the whole situation. And it's on literally a page titled Trade Rumors. So,
well,
I'm not the only one that's snaking it, Chris.
Well, there goes my team.
Yeah, that's your first round pick just kind of set on fire there, bub.
Yep.
Looking like Tim.
That's how it be sometimes.
You're going to have to start paying up on the waiver wire to stay relevant.
I'm just going to drop everybody.
Nope.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay, so the standings are established. We have Owen with hella points in week one. Like Brandon will mention later, that was due to one key star on his roster. We have Allie, number two, and Wolfie, I just need to take a second and talk about this. You had Allie just dumpstered in our preseason rankings, and I don't want to take a victory lap after week one, but, like, do you maintain that Allie is an eight? She's ranked eighth in the league.
That she's mid?
I mean, yeah.
After 1 week, sure, I'll still uphold that. I mean, let's see. Who did she... Who got her points last week? Let's get down to brass tacks here.
I'm actually playing her this week, so I am a little bit worried. But well, she has Aaron, like, Jones, T-Law. Andrew. Yeah, dude. Okay. Wilson,
dumpstered now. Keenan Allen, meh, he'll probably be okay.
Dude, I think Garrett Wilson will have his games going forward.
As good of a game as Zach Wilson can deliver.
I don't know. I might just take a victory lap right here. I feel like Allie's good, and you're out of control. Yeah. All right. Ranked third is Tony. We all had him kind of high, so this isn't a shock. This is actually, this top three is kind of broken how we thought it would go. Not 100%, but close to it. Then we have AJ. Good for AJ. He put up some numbers in week one. He won his week, so good for... Good for
him. No, not good for him. Bad for him.
Do you play AJ?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yep. I was a victim of the Eagles defense.
Dude, defenses did look good in week one. Moving on to five, we have Brandon. We kind of had him middle so that he also won his matchup. And the last guy to win his matchup. Oh, no. Sorry. I thought we had 12. Ethan also won his matchup. Against me, I did not put up points, so that's not surprising. And then the lowest points scored in a win this first week is Chris. Actually, honestly, Chris, you maybe should be nervous about your team.
Chris didn't get out of my book from last season. That's respect right there.
Yeah, it's a Wolfie stat line right there.
Yeah, I got lucky.
You got so lucky. I mean, Hop didn't look that good. Miles Sanders, like, what are you up to?
Well, the person I played was awful.
Yeah, Justin. And actually, that brings me to... We'll get to the people who lost in the rest of the rankings, but I do want to bring up a key matchup for week two. You have Justin against Holden.
Oh, boy.
They're both 0-1. It's the only 0-1 matchup. Like, we're both teams. So we will have somebody who is 0-2 out of the two of them after week two. There's a lot of twos, but, like, yo, somebody's going to be, like, actually in last. And Holden didn't make any waiver moves, so you know, he didn't put up the most points in week one. It's looking tough, right? But yeah, I'll be watching the that slugfest this week. So anyway, moving on to the rest of the rankings. In eighth we have AB. He put up a decent amount of points and a loss. Feels bad, brother. Then we have Tim. He spent up in week one on the waiver wire. So hopefully he can get a little bit better. We were nervous about this team and it looked bad. Wolfie, you're in 10th. You spent so much fab. You spent like 30 something percent in week one, which is, it's a little out of control, brother.
I felt like there were some good names to be had. I mean, I just didn't want to get skunked like last year.
All right.
But you're right. May have blown my load a little too soon. Who knows?
A little too soon. I mean, I do think Kyren Williams will be relevant this year. In 11th, you got me. I didn't put up good numbers. Justin Fields really let me down. Kooks, who didn't field a tight end, got 12th, didn't even score the least amount of points in week one, didn't field an entire roster. Feels bad. 13th, we have Justin. 14th, we have Holden. Yo. I don't... Oh, we should have talked to Brandon. Another key matchup. Two teams that are 1-0 versus each other, Brandon and Ethan. We will have at least one 2-0 team after week two. Brandon v. Ethan. It's gonna be a slugfest, boys. Who you got your money on in week two?
I didn't give Brandon the nod here. Deshaun Watson, I think he's gonna light it up against Pittsburgh.
In a rain game?
Oh, it's supposed to rain, right? Never mind. Ignore that stat. Just write that one out.
Okay.
Fine. I don't really like either one of their teams, besides Justin Jefferson on
Christ.
I mean, there's just tough matchups this week. All right, never mind. I give Ethan the nod. He's got Tua. Tua's just going to light it up all the time.
Maybe.
I also have Ethan. I think Ethan's team's going to do well this week.
I think Ethan's team might do well in general. Like, Tua had a huge week one, but, like, he has JJ. DJ Moore should be a squeaky wheel in Chicago and get more targets. If he doesn't, like, I don't know, his agent should be fired. Like, somebody needs to, like, just be like, hey, why the fuck does this, like, guy you went out and paid only have two targets in week one? And then Michael Pittman actually looked good. The Colts looked good week one. Yeah. Good, but, like, serviceable for fantasy at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Richardson shocked me that he got over 20 his first week of playing. That's tough for a rookie to do.
It is tough. He Ethan did pick up Gus Edwards and is tentatively starting him. I mean, it's only Thursday, but he has him in his lineup, which is maybe bold. I'd start Najee in a rain game on Monday against the Browns before I started Gus Edwards against Cincinnati, but what do I know? He's probably right.
Yeah, what do we know? We're 0-1.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris, that's why we need you here. We need you to give the hard-hitting winning team analysis.
No, I actually like him starting Gus Edwards this week.
Do you? Tell me about it.
With JK out, he ran all over the Bengals defense last week. And as a Bengals fan, they didn't look amazing.
No, they did. You don't think it's a bounce back game?
They could. I definitely think they'll play better. But I don't know. It's we'll wait and see. I still like him playing Gus Edwards this week.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Chris is predicting Ethan to be 2-0. And Brandon, our poor guest, to be 1-1. So, cool. And for the weekly segment this week, God damn it, I got to work on... It should be for the segment this week.
Coming in so strong.
Dude.
For the weekly segment this week, we're doing this weekly segment.
I'm gonna do a clean take. Fuck you guys. I edit this, so.
No. You gotta use this one.
All right, well, anyway, we're interviewing Brandon, owner of the D team. Brandon, how you doing?
Too bad. How are you guys?
I mean, I'm doing okay. I, like, this... I was not doing well watching the games on Sunday. I mean, the Bengals looked like shit. I'm in two leagues. Both of my teams lost. Like, to be honest, Sunday, I was at a low.
You need a support line or something? What's the deal?
Bro, I did on Sunday. But I've done some reflection since then. And I'm still happy with the teams that I drafted. So I'm doing good. You know what? I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, Brandon.
I can always tell when you're kind of in despair because you just send up trade requests like no one's like I rejected one and then like 10 minutes later you sent another one.
And
you're like an hour later like what will it take to get Olave? I'm like Jesus Christ, it's been a week.
Yeah, I did that to AB. I sent him a trade offer like I don't know Monday. And he rejected it. I sent him the same trade offer today without realizing what I was doing.
You're just in denial. It's fine.
Yeah, well, anyway.
It's interesting that you just become like manic depressive during football season and like depending on how your team's doing that week, that determines your mood.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is like it is a roller coaster, but the highs are very high and the lows are very low. So you know, if
isn't
it's
that
just
the definition of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're spot on. And it feels good. It just feels good to feel, you know? You know what I'm saying? And anyway, Brandon, we're interviewing you, so if you could shut the fuck up for a second.
I got the questions here.
Yeah, actually, you do. So we were texting, and you did have some thoughts on how the playoffs should go. So why don't you share that with us?
Yeah, well, I was just I was thinking initially, you know, the 400 this year, it's a pretty big bump from our previous years. You know, the buy-in is raised by 150% from our previous years. I think it'd just be interesting if we made an 8-person playoff. I know that doesn't make it quite as easy for first and second place, but they'll still be going up against the 7th and 8th teams. So they pulled it super far ahead of everyone. What are they afraid of? And if not, did they really deserve that bye? That's all I'm saying.
It's a hot take. Wolfie, would you like to defend the 6-person playoffs?
So, my thinking on it was, I mean, kind of just like the real NFL playoffs, there's less than 50% of the league that makes it in. So I was just kind of trying to mirror that. However, you know, if the league wants to explore that idea, this isn't the first time it's been brought up. I have no problem with that. I mean, we're a people pleasing league, more or less. Let's see here. So if I did 8 teams, how the fuck would that work?
It'd work the same, brother. It's just like the first 2 teams wouldn't get byes. They would play the lower seeds.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I see how you're working that. Oh,
that's,
you're right.
That's a perfect bracket.
Buys. Yeah. So, do you want to make a poll then, Wolfie? You want to throw it up to the league?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, if people are down for it, that would I can make the switch within 2 seconds. It's very easy to do.
Okay, great. Brandon, I love having outside people come on and support ideas that I've supported. Well, let's get back to actual fantasy football instead of rules. Brandon, your team is now
where I fall apart.
Well, not quite. The D team is 1-0. Talk to us about week one, brother. And talk to us about your draft. I forget where we had you ranked, and I'm absolutely pulling that up right now, but
I had me ranked 8th.
8th? Do you feel like that was disrespectful? Like
Well, I mean, you guys explained my ranking in the episode, and you had me at 3rd, which you admitted was high, and then Chris and Brian had me at 11 and 13, which, based on your ranking, I think was probably a little low. Probably ended up right where I needed to be, if I'm going to be honest. Okay. I heard their reasoning for it, and that, like, oh, some of my players are getting old. They're more prone to injury if they start falling apart. But then they didn't really use that same consideration for like Mitch's team, where if like one of Mitch's power players falls apart, his team's just like fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so true. Wolfie had him. Wolfie had him at one, and Mitch put up the least amount of points in week one. Like, let's just think of like, let's think about this for a second. All right, like, you have him at one. He lost. Yeah, but he lost Mark Andrews, and then he had nothing. Like, he didn't even field a tight end. How are you gonna have Mitch power ranked one when he's not even gonna put in? He didn't even pick up. He doesn't. He only has two starting running backs on his roster because one got hurt in week one, and he didn't put in a waiver claim this week, dude. Like,
so my defense for his team was he has three players, and if they're good, he'll be fine. Well, you know, one of those three went down, and Josh Allen forgot how to play football. So maybe my preseason ranking was a little off on Mitch, not to mention he's not managing his team again. So. I don't know if he could coach.
To be clear, this first week, it wouldn't have fucking mattered.
No.
I mean, I looked at Owen's lineup, and I was like, how did he get 127 points? And then, honestly, I was kind of a little salty. I still won first week, but Owen probably drafted the Dallas Cowboys defense right before I did, and I looked at they put up last week, and I was stunned.
Yeah, yep, they almost outscored Mitch's entire team by themselves.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's absolutely crazy. That's why I was texting Owen this week, and he was like, easy work week one, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I mean, when you have a star player like fucking Cowboys DST, like, how could you lose? Like, I don't know. Like, he put up points, don't get me wrong. Like, he has a good team. I think it'll stay good, but, like, yo, that was just dirty.
With a normal defense, he would have put up average league numbers last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Cowboys defense has been like a really strong fantasy contender for like years now, because I remember having them in the last year or two, and they would like kind of consistently put up 20 points, 25 points. Like, it can be more valuable than a wide receiver or running back.
Nothing
kind of crazy.
Nothing beats the year when New England was, like, the number one defense. Like, the number one, like, fantasy pick by far. I remember I had them week one. They put up, like, 4 points, called them trash, dropped them, Chip picked them up, and then they just didn't score less than 15 the rest of the season. I was
non-tilted from that. That was a good season. The year before that year, the Bears were like that, where, like, the Bears averaged 20 points a week. It's fucking insane. I don't know if the boys will do that this year. Like, the Giants kind of imploded. They don't have the easiest schedule, but it is insane for week one. So one of you in the stock wanted to talk to Brandon. I don't know who wrote this question, but I'm just going to ask it. Number of injuries so far this season. Brandon, are you nervous about your old creaky team? Like, it's looking... It's looking bad for old men in the NFL so far this season.
I'm sure they'll figure it out. A little bit of duct tape and glue, and we'll put them right back on that field, get them playing again. Yeah, I mean, a little bit, especially since the league is so big this year, which means that there's not going to be much, but at least I have a little more depth than, say, like a team like Mitch. I mean, I'm a little more prone to injury. My ceiling's a little less high, but at least I have some people to fall back on. I don't know. This might actually be the year that I, like, put alerts on for some of this stuff, so that I can, if people do get hurt, I can kind of adjust. Because I remember last year kind of falling out of it just because my team started falling apart. I don't know if I drafted too many of the same people, but, you know, could be an age thing, or I know he's the quarterback, but Brady played forever. I don't know. I think it's just a crapshoot still.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you look at people like the running back for the Broncos last year, Javonte Williams. He hurt himself, and he was a rookie. Like, I don't. It definitely. I think age does play a factor, but anybody can get hurt at any time.
Right, and it, like, I understand, like, people who are, like, I don't know, getting further, like, once you get start getting like 30, like you definitely start falling off more and more. But I saw like a weird like graph for marathon runners, and I think marathon runners like their peak age is like 28. Obviously different sports, but I don't think 30 is all that far out of like peak or anything like that. I don't know.
Hey, Brandon, you realize marathon runners aren't getting hit by other men every week, you know?
Yeah, but they're destroying their knees and shit like that. Like, there's dangers with any sport. That's Chip. His knee doesn't work anymore, and he plays soccer.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
From the top rope.
Yeah. I wasn't even the one that interjected. I like was nodding along with your point silently, and then just got.
And then
fucking...
I turned the crowd against me.
Yeah. Just got fucking blindsided.
Got bodied by Brandon.
Yeah. I was like trying to think of a joke of like. Chris said something about like them getting hit by guys every week. And I was like trying to think of a joke about Chris getting hit by, and then like just got absolutely blindsided by Brandon. So.
Yeah, it again happens with any sport. I swam for years and I can feel it in my knees these days. So,
I got one question for you. I know you're kind of the fly by night fantasy manager, but at least you manage your team. Other than maybe turning on some injury alerts, are you doing anything different this year to try to get that money?
I mean, what else different is there to do unless I actually start like watching football, you know?
Help, potentially.
I feel like that's a huge time investment that I don't want to put in.
It is.
All right, good talk.
I don't know.
Brandon, I got one question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Given everything you've seen so far through 1 week, what's your biggest overreaction?
Biggest overreaction? What do you mean, like, go, like Chip, and then, like, someone does bad and I'm instantly trying to pawn them off on someone else? Or like...
Yeah, 100%. That's what he's asking for.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty averse to like changing, especially after the first week, because it's the first week. Someone doesn't seem like they're working out over a long period of time. That's a kind of different story. I don't think it's an overreaction to say that we're probably gonna get wrecked by Owen and Allie, but I don't know if I want to say that and. Raise their self-esteem that much, or we'll say ego. Self-esteem is positive, ego is negative.
Yeah, we wouldn't want either of those two to get an ego. Well, good. Well, Brandon, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate your time. You got anything you want to say to your league mates before you go?
Well, I guess it's the start of the season, so I guess it's one of those good luck, have fun things, but watch out for the two top dogs, and ask Brian to change your team when you're facing them. That's all I'm saying.
whoa! I let fate take its course. If you're not managing,
but what if they say please? You know,
I mean, maybe no one's ever asked me to like adjust their team. I'm not just gonna do it.
No. Sorry, I misspoke. What if they just say make me not play them. Move things around a little bit.
Oh, well.
My father knows the man who owns the joint or something. Like.
Yeah, if Allie and Owen could just play each other every week, that'd be fantastic for my ego.
Put the two big dogs against each other and then have all like the little chihuahuas fight it out.
Yeah.
Bark, bark. Well, thank you, Brandon, for being on the show. We appreciate having you.
Yeah, I appreciate coming on.
Alright, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah. You know, week one, keep your wits about you. Don't sell the farm. It'll be alright. Maybe it didn't go too well, but it was kind of an odd week. Defenses were super strong, so let people settle in and then make some decisions and some start, sit, some cut decisions from there.
Sell the farm. Okay, yeah, good advice. Say bye, Chris.
I'll say you all should sell the farm and you should all overreact to week one. Probably give me some of your players.
All right, trade me Jordan Addison.
He's playing right now and he has 0 points, so okay.
All right, great. Love you all. Bye.